Hey, what's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Dork. I'm here every week. what's up? And you just heard Water by Oblomov off of Steady Drip of a Broken Spout. I think it's funny, this album just came out number 2 on the charts. What's up, top 30? But this song very much feels like the single of the album, which it's funny, there were no singles for this album at all, but it just feels like the one that's this is the banger, this is the one, which is cool. Don't know if that was intentional, but very much feels like it is, I guess. But on Teachable Moments, we're always trying to figure out what's cool, what's not, what's popping, what's hot. I guess you could say that's our mission. And, have a very broad, kind of loose, I guess, definition of the word cool today. Difference for cool. Cool, noun, intention and growth. What's up? I know you come to Teachable Moments for the life advice, but and that's why I'm here. That's what I'm giving. You're welcome. So, intention and growth. What does that even mean? Such a good question. So I did one episode of Teachable Moments a long, long time ago that kind of was a similar vibe. It was more so it was cool noun, a stance, initiative, investment, caring, and kind of it was similar in that I kind of picked music and then decided what I wanted the definition of cool to be instead of letting the definition inform the music choice. I'm not perfect. Okay. This is a little different, I would say, if only because they're different words, but kind of the same, same kind of logic behind it, I guess, of the whole kind of point of that episode was it's cool to care. I get very frustrated at people being oh, it's we'll be chill. It's no, just tell me when you want to meet me at the park. You know what I mean? Just say it. It's you're not less cool for making a decision and communicating well. And that doesn't make any sense. And then also I feel there's a lot of people, or I've noticed a lot of the time, or sometimes people will they'll say they'll start a project that they think would be cool, but not do it, which is fair. There's a lot of reasons why projects kind of fall through, but I feel when it's oh, but it's scary to do it, it's yeah, of course it's scary. It's cool that you're trying something and you putting yourself out there and you trying is cool. Just freaking do it. So that was kind of the anger of that was the angry vibe. And that was actually almost exactly, not exactly, it was almost a year ago, it was in July of last year. But this episode, cool noun, intention and growth, it's incredibly different. If you don't see that, I can't help you. But just kind of I guess it's more about the clarity of the project or the action or whatever, and doing kind of not letting things not letting the chips fall where they may, but being decisive and making decisions and choosing to do things and doing those things for clear reasons to yourself, if that makes sense, which I kind of think is paired to the other word growth of I feel you have to like you do things to like get better at stuff and to like grow as a person. We're always growing. I don't know if you knew that, but forgot what I was gonna say. That's cool. intention and growth, they're important, I've heard, and they're cool. And as a dork, I know what I'm talking about. So, steady drip of a broken spout, that was Water. Super good song, super good album if you haven't listened to it. Came out, like, I think, like, a little over a week ago-ish. Sick. So I just have more kind of songs, pourvu, to enjoy. Again, kind of like I chose the songs and then tried to piece them together into this definition of intention and growth, which is kind of funny now that I'm thinking about it, because, like, I really didn't have any intention going into this episode, but the growth will be demonstrated in how much better this episode is than the one that aired in July. Maybe, like, if someone's, like, a big fan, they can, like, compare them. Don't do that. That would make me feel really bad. Anyway, more music. So this is Rag, Tell Me To Go. I'm like, oh, I don't know what's going on with Rag. They recently deleted like all of their stuff from Bandcamp, and then uploaded two new things. It's just like, oh, I don't know why you did that, but super, super good. So this is Tell Me To Go. It's a single, came out of a couple, or I guess like maybe a week ago. I keep forgetting it's May. Tell Me To Go. This is Tell Me To Go. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. just heard Chip Pan by DB Rich off of their self-titled album. DB Rich is out of Berlin, and I love them. I like kind of discovered them on a Bandcamp hole, or like when I was like going down a Bandcamp wormhole, maybe like 8 months ago. I don't know, but I love them. They've put out a few things since I first heard them, and they're all super good. So that was Chip Pan. And then just before that was Psychedelic High School by the Beelines off of their self-titled 12-inch classic van band, classic van punk. I love it. And then opened that set with Tell Me to Go by Rag, their most recent single. Today's definition of the word cool on Teachable Moments, which is airing on 101.9 FM Vancouver, to which you are tuned in, dear listener, is cool noun intention and growth. This is kind of like ish a follow-up episode to one that I did in July, only in strategy. Just reminds me of it, I guess. But kind of like the fundamental conclusion that's guiding this episode is that, like, it's cool to have intention, and like, it's cool to, yeah, it's like cool to do, it's like cool to try things, and like, it's cool to learn and stuff. And then like growth is kind of like in that as well. And I just thought these like kind of, these songs like kind, like all the songs vaguely fit into that category, but it's what's going on, it's what's happening. Kind of vaguely fit into that category, but I guess like like high school, you're growing, you're young. Call in if you think that this theme is garbage. Just kidding, no one will pick up. Psych, I got you. I didn't even intend to get you, and I got you. You should know that by now. Okay, so we're going to move right along. The next song is The Verve by Devours off of Late Bloomer, which is Devours' like debut project. It came out in 2016. I actually, like, Discorder magazine covered or like featured Devours in like preparation for the release of this album. And it's the one issue of Discorder that I've kept. It has Jeff on the cover, and he has, like, petals on his face. It's very, like, springy and beautiful. And Jeff is actually going to be on Dunkin' Donuts this Thursday at 12 p.m. And then he's also, as his project Devours, he's going to be performing on Bite Size, which is like a Instagram Live concert kind of series thing that CITR is doing, and that's gonna be on Thursday at 6 p.m. So that's gonna be super exciting and fun and cool. Devours is amazing. It's like, this project is like one of those things that like you hear it and you like can't help but like stop everything and just listen. It's fantastic. So this is The Verve. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
magic is gone.
There is currently no vaccine to prevent coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19. You can protect yourself and help prevent spreading the virus to others if you
wash your hands regularly for 20 seconds with soap and water or alcohol-based hand rub.
Cover your nose and mouth with a disposable tissue or flexed elbow when you cough or sneeze.
Avoid close contact, 1 meter or 3 feet, with people who are unwell.
Stay home and self-isolate from others in the household if you feel unwell.
Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth if your hands are not clean.
Monitor yourself for common symptoms of COVID-19, like a fever, cough, or shortness of breath.
Call a health professional if you're experiencing these symptoms.
Red Camp Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of 2 or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
What's up? You just heard In My Head by Non Law off of Not In Love, which came out this past Valentine's Day, February 14th. Before that was Hit and Miss by Nice Apple off of This Time Nice Apple Is Autocathecting, and then opened that set with The Verve by Devours off of Late Bloomer, all Vancouver classics. Today's definition of the word, cool, noun, intention, and growth. I'm your host, Dork, and as a dork, I know exactly and everything that I'm talking about when I'm talking about, like, how to be cool. But I thought that, like, these were really sweet songs to include because, as I was saying before that break, Late Bloomer is Devours' like kind of debut project, and on March 8th, this Friday, he's gonna be releasing his first like release from his new project, Golden Age of Wrestling, which is just like, they sound quite different, but it's still very much like, it's just kind of like a new iteration of Jeff, which is like really interesting to hear. And then This Time Nice Apple Is Autocathecting was the first kind of like really intentionally produced, I would say, album that or like release that Nice Apple put out, and it's so good. Like, listened to it to death. And then also like Hit and a Miss, like, you gotta know when to call it, you know, it's tough. And then yeah, Non Law, Not In Love, their first like kind of full release, I would say. And just so good, and like such a like considerate continuation of like the sound of their demos, which came out a few years ago, and like an addition and like building on that, which is great. I like will say, I love local music. This past Friday was like Bandcamp Friday, and I spent so much money, which happy to do, but times are tough. And I kind of wish I hadn't done that. In my wallet, but in my soul and heart, very happy. Okay, we're going to move on. The next song is Baby by Tonk off of Songs to Glorify the Peasant and His Tractor. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dork. You're a chiller. And enjoy. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Automatic Worry by Be Afraid off of their forthcoming release, Automatic Fun? Nope. Off of their forthcoming release, Remember Fun? And then just before that was Moon in Taurus by Mirepoix off of Moon in Taurus, the album. This album was, like, just put up on Bandcamp with, like, no fanfare at all. It was recorded in 2016 out of the Choms, like, recording jam space thing. I just think it's so funny and weird that they just released it. Like, some of the members don't even live in Vancouver anymore. And I, like, do appreciate it. Like, I think that it's, like, a good example of, like, the definition of the word cool that, like, is surrounding this episode today, which is intention and growth, which is, like, we made this music, like, to be consumed. Like, yeah, we made it 4 years ago, but, like, enjoy. Like, we're putting it out there. We finished it. Which is, like, really, I think it's, like, very sweet. And then also apparently there's a super moon in Scorpio today or this morning. There was, I'm not really super clear on what those deeds are, but I just thought of it. It's just like a run of me of astrology. And then opened that set with Baby by Tonk off of Songs to Glorify the Peasant and His Tractor. So like I mentioned, today's definition of the word cool, intention and growth. I'm not really sure what else to say about it. I feel like it might be kind of self-explanatory, maybe. It's just kind of like about being the coolness of commitment, I guess. This isn't like to say like everyone should be I don't care if you have commitment issues, but like being committed's cool. It's like I love my single friends. Being committed's cool because it's like you are like you're in a place to like be able to like focus on something or like for like an extended period of time or like put energy and care into something. And like obviously the first thing that comes to my brain is relationships, specifically romantic relationships, but like committing to a project or like committing to like reading a book or like finishing an album or like sitting down and like just drawing something, I don't know. It's like, that's like, I think of a like cool ability to have, not necessary, in a lot of the world, I think. But okay, we're gonna move on. This is Loser Lover Boy by Divorcer off of Debt Jubilee on Teachable Moments, which is airing on 101.9 FM Vancouver, which you are listening to.
To prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. Here are some tips on how to practice social isolation and why, according to @everybodywantstoloveyou on Instagram. Please stay home and cancel plans. People who are vulnerable exist around you. There is a communal responsibility to limit the spread of this disease. While young people represent the highest number of new cases, elderly people represent the highest number of deaths. Often, testing for COVID-19 is proportionate to risk. And while contraction rates increase with age, the age range 20 to 29 has by far the highest contraction rates, but typically show little to no symptoms. This is called asymptomatic contraction and makes it especially imperative that people practice social distancing. Social distancing means not going out to bars, not hanging out with more than two friends, and giving people 6 feet or more of space in public.
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You just heard Dr. Squeamish by Patty off of Good Big out of Brooklyn. And then just before that was Low by Wami off of their new release Rat Hours out of Toronto. And then opened that set with Loser Lover Boy by Divorcer off of Debt Jubilee. So we have reached the end of our show. This closing song is Freckles by Golden Age of Wrestling. Devours, who's an artist we played early in the show, other project. Golden Age of Wrestling is going to be on Dunkin' Donuts this Thursday at 12 p.m. And then Devourers is also performing on CITR's Instagram Live this Thursday at 6, which is cool. But this is Freckles off of Golden Age's like forthcoming album. It's like one of the singles. It's very, very good and sweet. So thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments today. The definition of the word cool was intention and growth. And I hope that you feel grown and you have some intention. So thanks for tuning in. This is Freckles. Have an excellent day.